Nurse Chelsea Cardona will soon have a new way of introducing herself to patients. She'll be talking to them in Mint Hill from what's called a virtual ICU.
We'll have 6 screens in front of us. Those screens will monitor vital signs. They will monitor critical lab values.
And one screen has a sort of souped-up version of Skype. In this demo, Cardona shows video of a patient's room and moves the camera with a few clicks.
We can look at pretty much anything in the room and zoom in fairly quickly just to see the patient.
And can the patient talk to you?
If the patient is awake and alert, not sedated on a ventilator, they can definitely talk back to us. And they can also see us on the camera.
It's almost like having another nurse in the room. Cardona says she can pull up the bedside nurse's notes, track vital signs.
And I can also look on the patient e-care manager and make sure that everything looks okay.
So basically you have everything you would have if you were actually at the bedside right
and
here.
And more, yes. At the bedside we see their blood pressure, we see their heart rate, but we're not able to trend that over a long period of time and notice the subtle changes in the patients, because the subtle changes in the intensive care are what really save lives.
It can be easy to miss a slight drop in blood pressure in the chaos of an ICU, but in the virtual one, Cardona will be a step removed. She'll have 2 other nurses and a doctor set up next to her, all of whom are intensive care specialists.
This is essentially a care team, 3 nurses and a doctor in 4 stations.
That's Colleen Hole, Vice President of Critical Care. She says the virtual ICU will eventually have 4 of those teams, each covering about 120 patients.
This technology has proven to reduce mortality anywhere it's been implemented appropriately. Mortality decreases, length of stay decreases, and complications decrease.
A national nonprofit that monitors hospital quality and safety backs up that claim about virtual ICUs, also called eICUs. Leah Binder is CEO of the Leapfrog Group.
The eICU programs that we've seen across the country really do help manage very, very complex, very sick people in ICUs.
Virtual ICUs have been around about a decade. Brian Rosenfeld co-founded the company that built the first one. Now he's a vice president of telehealth at Philips, which has helped set up more than 50 virtual ICUs across the country.
They cover roughly 450 hospitals, probably over 10,000 adult ICU beds, which is, you know, some 12 to 13% of the adult ICU market in the U.S.
For Carolina's healthcare system, it's an initial investment of $12.5 million. But it won't replace doctors or nurses, says Chief Academic Officer Dr. Jim McDevitt.
We're not displacing doctors. We are adding a doctor, adding a new brain to the care delivery system that doesn't exist in most of these hospitals today.
Of course, all this technology only works if the nurses and hospitals are responsive to the specialists on video screens telling them what to do.
Yeah, there's challenges in any kind of long-distance communication.
That's Connie Barden, a former president of the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. Now she's one of the leaders of a virtual ICU in Miami. She says it can be tough to build trust through video.
So we constantly work on relationships between the virtual ICU and the folks at the bedside.
One of the ways Carolina's healthcare system is addressing that is through its rotations. The nurses and doctors at the virtual ICU will all have shifts at the hospitals they cover. That way they reconnect in person with the people they'll now be working with through video. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Mint Hill.